You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's head on down Highway 1 and take off from one of the launches. Get out on the water south of Grand Isle and talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter. Good morning, Darryl. I had a good question from a listener. I'm glad they asked this because I'm sure a lot of people want to know more about it. First-time recreational shrimpers. You do some trawling for your bait shrimp. And what this listener is wanting to know, not so much about the details. You know, you have to use a 25-foot or less, or, you know, you can't sell your catch. There's a lot of regulations which can be found in the pamphlet. But what they would like to know is about targeting area types and the boat speed that you should run, any kind of tips that you might have for somebody putting down the boards in the trawl for the first time.
Well, Don, the biggest thing is look, and I heard the question when it came in. If he wants to call me when he gets here, we can talk further. But the biggest thing is knowing where not to go. It's knowing where the hangs are. It's knowing where the old rough bottom is so you're not tearing your net up. But other than that, it's, you know, there's a, especially when recreational shrimping from an outboard engine, there's a method of how to put the net out to keep it out of your engine, keep the net from fouling and the props and everything. So it's working the net properly. It's making sure that you're keeping it out of the prop. It's when you're picking it up, you know, making sure that the tide and or the wind is blowing you away from the net so that you're not overrunning it. It's, there again, fouling it up and tearing your net up. But other than that, I mean, you know, a recreational net, all of your nets, whenever you start looking at the shrimp trawl mesh size, they produce a sound wave. So your speed is also very important. Anything over about 2 miles an hour and you're producing a sound wave in front of the net, which is scaring the shrimp away. So you got to vary your speed depending on what the tide's doing. But, you know, you certainly don't want to be moving ground speed any more than 2 miles an hour. But, I heard the question when it came in. And like I said, if he's going to be here in 2 weeks, he wants to give me a holler. I got no problems, you know, giving further tips and doing some showing. Because it's fun, man. I like doing it. The other thing is, we've got a couple of YouTube videos out there that were very, very popular. If you could want to go search the YouTube videos where we actually filmed it.
Yeah, that would be great. I'll pass along his contact information or yours to he, and you guys can get together. But I'm glad he brought that up because that has really become a lost art. A lot of people used to do it. I used to do it. People get away from it because it's a little bit of time-consuming, and it does require a little bit of special equipment to do it, particularly if you're going to be pulling one of those bigger, you know, 25-foot trawls as opposed to some of the smaller ones. But let's talk some time about fishing. You're on your way out. Where are you headed? What you going to try to catch?
Well, Don, we're going to try to go up with the little bit of wind that we've got blowing, and with the way the fishing's been going, we're going to try to go up just kind of into the northern Barataria Bay area. We just got to get up there first and see what the water looks like. The water's been really, really beautiful on the west side of Grand Isle. The east side has not been so well. They've got I don't know this for a fact. They've got that big dredge parked in the middle of Barataria Pass that they're going to be doing that beach restoration job here. And you get anywhere near Barataria Pass, and that water just gets funky, dirty, muddy. And I kind of suspect they started that dredge up, and they're running it right there. So we're going to look for some clean water. Earlier in the week was on fire. The last 2 days have been a little bit tough. You either ran around and you found fish, or you came back scratching your head at the end of the day saying, where did they go? We've got a lot of small starting to show up, so you got to kind of move around with that. Like I said, they're doing shrimp, they're doing croakers, I'm still hard on the plastic. They're doing really well on the plastic. But you just got to find around, move around till you find them. Because there's some days you struggle a lot of the day, and then all of a sudden you hit that last spot and you pick up 20, 30 fish.
Darrell, any birds working? Is that something somebody should be on the lookout for?
I'm looking at they kind of fell off. I guess it's because it's tide. It's we've got such a screaming tide going through right now. But they kind of fell off the last couple of days. But, see, I had to slow down to do this, and I'm looking at three birds that are pecking real hard, and I'm like, yeah, that might be my first stop.
Yeah. Well, anything else you want to add? Maybe some redfish advice if anybody's catching any reds?
Well, I'm going to tell you, with these high tides, they've been up in some really, really tight water. My wife's got one of those little two-man plastic boats, and she went out yesterday, spent all yesterday morning out, and I'm going to tell you, she put a hurting on some redfish. But, Don, they're in water that you either got to be in a kayak in or, like I said, one of them little two-man plastic boats, because they're hitting it on that high tide just about the time it falls, and they're getting up in real skinny water. And she did tell me something interesting yesterday. She had both cockahoes and shrimp with her. And she told me they did not want the cockahoe menace, but when you put shrimp on, they were chewing good. And the good part is, man, ever since the oil spill, we've had an issue with this, and I don't know if that was the blame. But yesterday she came back with 5 flounder also.
Man, she might be ready to get her captain's license, huh?
Nope. All she wants to do, she finds her spot, throws her anchor, sits back, drinks her toddies, and waits for the fish to come to her.
We could maybe call it Mrs. Carpenter's two-man plastic boat charters or something.
She enjoys it, man. I can remember the days before I bought her that where she was sitting at the dock. If I had to fish late, when I pulled up to the dock, she was tapping that foot. It's like, get your stuff out because it's mine now.
Darrell, y'all try to have fun. That's, I know you will. 504, real number is 225-937-6288. It's realscreamers.com. Go get them, Darrell. Thanks for all the tips you give. We really appreciate it.
Have a good day, Don.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.